Prince Rupert has seen an increase in whale activity in its waters this year, including some whales that had previously not been seen for over a decade. OceanWise has been in Prince Rupert the past few weeks collecting information on the health of humpback whales and fish biodiversity in the waters surrounding the city, and recently held a presentation about whale activity in the harbor, which revealed a lot more whales, in a lot more places, than usual. The Global Conservation Organization, with a mission to build communities that take meaningful action to protect and restore the ocean, also provided information about its ongoing research efforts in North Coast waters. Well-known local whales, such as Wally, would normally be seen in Work Channel, according to Dr. Chloe Robinson, advisor and technical lead of OceanWise Whales Initiative. However, this past year saw not only an increase in whale activity, but an increase in where the whale activity took place. This year there has been lots of whale activity, not always in the same places you would expect, Robinson said. We have been seeing whales closer to the port and hearing about whale activity further offshore. Humpback whales have been spotted closer to the port than usual, and Robinson added she recently resighted the T-111s as well, a family of transient killer whales that had not been seen for more than 10 years before 2024. Robinson and her field team have collected research that focuses on the collection of environmental DNA, or EDNA, the shed DNA found in seawater from marine species, as well as drone images of humpback whales. This year, they have collected 23 EDNA samples that consist of a combination of 14 samples from the calm patches of water left behind after a dive and 9 EDNA samples from humpback whale feeding events. These samples can tell us a lot of information about the individual whales, such as their sex and who they are related to, and can tell us what the humpback whales are feeding on when they are bubble netting, deep feeding, and lunge feeding, Robinson explained. The team also completed 20 drone flights over humpback whales, looking at the nutritional health. All observations of humpback whales over the past summer were recorded and submitted to Happy Whale, an online tracking platform, and collated in OceanWise's Humpback Whale ID catalog, which currently has over 450 individual whales documented since it was created in 2024. The main driver of human-caused injury and death to large whales globally is ship strikes, and Robinson explained that vessel traffic has increased by 300% in the past 2 decades and will continue to rise. As large vessels are increasingly transiting through prime whale habitat, the number of collisions with whales are becoming more and more frequent, with up to 20,000 fatal strikes annually, she said. The Whale Report Alert System, WRAS, is a cutting-edge conservation tool designed to protect whales from ship strikes and disturbance by alerting mariners to their presence in real time. The WRAS receives the data from a variety of whale detection platforms and disseminates the information to mariners in a number of user-friendly ways. Whale sightings can be reported in real time through the Whale Report app as well, which is then transmitted to authorized commercial ships, prompting them to slow down or alter course and reducing the risk of striking or disturbing marine life. Every sighting is reviewed and added to a research database, which helps scientists monitor species occurrence and distribution over time. Another OceanWise Whales initiative is the Whale Health and Monitoring Program, which is active with research and conservation along BC's south and north coasts. Today, the focus is on both applying cutting-edge science to monitor at-risk whale populations and developing novel conservation tools to protect whales from starvation, Robinson said. This pillar conducts applied research throughout the BC coast and includes a thriving, state-of-the-art environmental DNA laboratory in West Vancouver. Researchers use conservation-oriented tools such as drones, bioacoustics, artificial intelligence, and environmental DNA to collect and analyze data on the health of at-risk whale populations. Robinson added that these types of initiatives and programs inspire conservation action where the whales need it most.